Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience a difference online at marks-jewelers.com. What's the biggest problem with the Eagles, the players or the coaches? Now, we both said the players. What do you think the poll is at?
The majority of the poll, although you still got some people out there that want, they want Kevin Petullo.
There's a lot out there. Yeah. And I would like to hear from those folks, by the way, because I know I gave an impassioned speech right there, but
so what do you scare everybody away?
I don't know. I mean, plenty of callers, just a lot of players on the board here. What do you think the poll is at?
I would say 85% players.
See, this is what I'm seeing. 57% players, 43% coaches.
Okay, so yeah,
there's
a lot of people
there.
Okay,
they're there, yeah. People. And I always said this when we do the podcast about the Sixers, is everyone wanted to say, and I didn't like Doc Rivers. I love Brett Brown, but realized not the greatest coach in history. I thought he was a good coach. Even Nick Nurse. It's always comes down to, but the rotations or design the offense. And I'm just like, come on. Do you really think it's that? There's eight playable players. He's playing the eight playable players. There's no rotation that's going to make them a championship team. And this, too, it's easier to blame the coach. It's easier to say it's the new guy. It's easier to point to Kevin Petullo, talk about Brian Johnson, and say, oh, same thing. Same problem.
Well, people will see him and say, well, he's the one that's the new one in the new
difference.
Position. Yes.
He's different.
Yeah, but like, I also think we misremember the Kellen Moore experience last year. People were annoyed with Kellen Moore.
I agree.
For the entire season, felt like. And then there's better spurts last year. They ran the ball way better. But we were having a lot, largely the same conversation until the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
Certainly about passing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's primarily. Yeah.
And the big difference was the offensive line performed at an elite level, and Saquon performed at an elite level, and neither one of them. When you see DeAndre Swift running for 100 yards yesterday, and Saquon still has not in one game as high as what, 60 something, I think, or 70 yards.
60 something.
His longest run is what, 17 yards?
17 yards. Yeah. 215-592-9494. There is a Philly sports legend returning. We'll get to that right after we talk to Aaron in Mount Airy. Aaron, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Aaron?
What up, A?
I dropped the ball on that one because I forgot Tupac. He used the word that, you know, we use in our community, so I ain't think nothing of it. That's my bad. But listen.
Yeah.
So, okay. right quick.
That is All Eyes on Me, in case you guys didn't know.
There you go.
Yeah. We're just going to say that.
I know, because I'm older, so I'm matured, so I don't believe in, you know, putting my hands on people, but irritants need to be dealt with a certain way. So shout out to Brian Branch, because I don't like Juju. Everyone needs to put hands on. I don't like that guy. He's an irritant. And you too old to be an irritant in real life. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. But listen.
Did he have something going on? Who did he have something going on? Was it Slay or Bradbury?
Bradbury kept trolling.
Was it Bradbury?
Yeah, Bradbury's classy after the game. Like, I was on
and
me.
And Juju was still talking trash, right?
Well,
I knew it was
TikTok guy.
Is that what we're starting with, Aaron? Brian Branch and Juju Smith-Schuster?
It's important.
Truly? You want to be a 2 o'clock hour caller?
Oh, well, I'm about to... I got to share this. So, my son asked me yesterday. He said, do I think there's an issue between Hurts and Brown? I said, I don't know, but there's enough noise going around that not AJ that hurts. He needs to quiet this. I'm going to tell you why. Remember against the Steelers, he hopped on this podium and said, that's what y'all want to see? Mm-hmm. So clearly, he hears what's being said. He acts like, I'm cool. I don't know what y'all saying. I'm too cool for this. But he knows what's being said. So you can hop on, you can go round on the stage, round the podium, say, you know what? What's going on personally, ain't nobody been on the field. We're working to fix whatever's going on. We are working on it. Mm-hmm. It's like this is on, because I don't listen to press conference, but I have not heard anyone say he said something like that. We are working on it. Like
I thought that's what he said last week, didn't he?
What'd he say?
Didn't Jalen say that?
That they're working on it?
Well, when he was asked about the whole meeting.
Yeah.
He said something to the effect of, we just got to get back to the work. And
yeah.
Something to that effect.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because he was asked. I want him to go up there on his own accord and say, I know what we need to do. We're going to fix it. Because us as Eagles fans deserve it. Because one of y'all said this. The Lions got a lot of mouths to feed, and you never hear none of them complaining.
Yep.
And they had bad losses. 2 years ago, they had a bad loss, and last year, they had a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
We won the Super Bowl last year. We had turmoil throughout at the end of 2023into the bye week of 2024, and this year, we look like straight trash. That is unacceptable. So it is on – forget the players. It's on Jalen Hurts. I keep hearing he's a leader. So show your leadership skills and fix – what's going on? Don't worry about the defense side of the ball. I believe it's going to get better because we're young. But on the offense, everyone's back except for the right. And he hates talking about guards. All we're missing is the right guard.
Well, and the left guard. I mean, both. We don't have Becton and Dickerson. I mean, both guards are different from last year. I agree with you.
Oh, because he's hurt.
Yeah. I look. I would love to put it all on Jalen. Nothing would make me happier. But. If we're not able to run the ball.
Did you just say that?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeding into the – I'm just joking.
Okay.
He needs to play better. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
But when the – and the offensive line has been pretty decent pass blocking the last couple of games. Has not been as bad as it was earlier in the year. But the offensive line –
he needs to run the ball.
But offensive line and Saquon, this is – I don't care how well we pass the ball. We could never pass the ball at a level that is going to make up for the way the run game is right now. At least not at any that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
How much is he making? How much is Hurts making?
$50 million, but that's what quarterbacks make.
Yeah, and the receivers, that's $110 million between the two top receivers and Hurts.
I hear you, but you can't. You could pay him $100 million.
Yeah.
He's still the same quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know that. But I'm just saying, he needs to do more. Cause like we didn't throw the ball across the middle of the field all last year, but now saw all of a sudden he was a throw between the numbers to Hurts. I mean to Hurts. To Goddard?
Yeah.
Hey, come on now. So you choosing what you want to do. You're picking and choosing what you want to do. Last year we were like, why are you throwing between the numbers? Now this year you're throwing between the numbers. Mm-hmm. So you can do the some things that you refuse to do. And I know I was saying this, the pass offices look better, but I
well, like, it does look better.
It looks better, but AJ put out that tweet. So it's in reaction to what AJ put out. Can we just play balanced and more efficient? Because we're not putting up points. It's not like the passing offense is better, but we're not putting up points.
Well,
and we got blown out by the Giants. Luckily, I don't know any more Giants fans like that because they disappeared. But it's like, come on now. To the Giants.
Yeah, it's unacceptable loss. Yeah.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, we agree with that. Yeah. And hopefully that's the game you forced to look in the mirror at yourself.
Yeah, the Denver one you could talk yourself into.
Right.
Oh, that's a good team.
Yeah.
We were close. The Giants game, that was a laugher. I mean, that was – and we asked Jordan last night about the energy on the field between the two teams, and he didn't seem to think that was a thing. That team was motivated in a different team than our team was, and hopefully – Aaron, do you have a bald person to give us today for Be Bald and Be Free Day?
Yeah, the 90s was the decade of the baldies.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with one of the faces of the 90s, even though Jack would disagree. Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm going to leave the other guys on the board.
All right. Now that's a good one. Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Yeah. Big bald guy.
Yeah. Huge bald guy.
Mm-hmm.
Austin 316 means I just kicked your ass. You know that, Jack?
Well, he's the only wrestler. He's my, as a kid, I was a Stone Cold guy.
Oh, yeah?
When you're forced to pick sides, mm-hmm. and then I turned 12 and moved on.
Here's one thing I would sort of disagree with Aaron about. when it comes to Jalen and going up the league, guys. We've had this discussion about being a more vocal leader. We did that 2-3 years ago. Ultimately, that's not what he is. That's not what he is. He tries to lead in his own way and be purposeful when doing it. That being said, you have to want to be led. So what I mean by that is teammates there that are willing to listen to him and follow his lead, and also have teammates there who don't want to be led by him.
Who don't want to hear him.
Exactly. Yeah. And so he can't make them do anything. They're grown men, million-dollar athletes. So the great thing about a quarterback and how he sort of, I don't want to say manipulates a locker room, but maneuver around the locker room and navigates teammates and being that guy. It is being a little bit of a politician. You got to sort of open yourself to a little bit of everyone so that everyone feels like they are a part of this thing. But they have to be willing to accept your leadership.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
They got to be willing to accept your leadership. So if somebody is like, man, I ain't listening to that dude. I don't care what he's talking about. Jalen can't force his leadership on somebody that doesn't want his leadership.
It really sounds like, I was listening to the Players Lounge last night. The first guy that Cam Jurgens brought up was Saquon.
Yeah.
Saquon seems like the locker room politician, mm-hmm. not in a bad way, in a good way,
yeah.
in that he knows he's the guy that will relate to everyone. That
yeah.
he it seems like even though he's only been here 2 years, it seems like his voice on offense, at least as far as skill position guys, mm-hmm. he's the guy.
Yeah.
Right? The way he carries himself, the way he plays, those sorts of things. It seems like he's the guy.
Yeah.
I agree with you on
that. Well, here's the thing that I'll say. You got such strong personalities over there. Jalen shouldn't have to be the de facto leader of everybody. You know, that's easier for Josh Allen to do because Josh Allen doesn't have a number one wide receiver to worry about. You know, the running back barely got paid by the team. He's not the star of the team. So everybody knows that Josh Allen is the guy. And the other guys aren't that way. But I guarantee you when Stephon Diggs was there, Stephon Diggs hit Gabe Davis to be like, oh, man, this dude ain't throwing us the ball.
Yeah,
the same way Alshon used to do with Nelson.
Yep.
Oh, this dude ain't throwing us the ball.
And that's why, ultimately, they got rid of Stephon Diggs in Buffalo.
Yes. So I only say that to say Jalen can only do so much.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He can only do so much. But what he first has to do is take care of his side of things, meaning he's not taking any shortcuts. He's putting in the work, the time, and the effort. And he's accountable to the things that he's not doing well when they look at that film. When they look at that film and you missed AJ on that hot read over the middle, that's my fault, bro. I got to see that. I know I went here. This is what I was thinking, the quick out. I got to see you there. That's on me. That's where you take accountability for what happens on a play. You got to do that as a quarterback.
Also, those sorts of things are what ultimately leads to the holding the ball too long.
Yes.
It's not nobody's open. It's that the things are early, and then by the time he's ready to throw the ball,
it's too late. That's the process
and
the information.
Yeah,
now, that's him on individual play. That ain't got nothing to do with leadership.
No, that's just play.
Yeah, that's his play.
215-592.
Take care of that too. Take care of your business.
215-592-9494. I will tell you what Philadelphia sports legend is returning right after I tell you about Guida, who are legends in their own right, been in the Delaware Valley decades. taking care of the tons, thousands of people with their new doors, their new windows. Happened for me as well. We're heading into the winter. You know what happens in the winter. You have those old drafty windows. It gets cold outside. You're laying in the bedroom. You're under six covers, got two hoodies on. Maybe that's just me, but it's cold in your bedroom. It's because of the old drafty windows. Right now, Guida has their buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying doors and windows. Buy one, get one half off. Mix and match based on your needs. So it doesn't have to be window to window and door to door. No. You get a couple of windows, get a couple of doors half off, vice versa. Also, start your project with no money down, not 1 cent, and up to 18 months to pay it off interest free. Think of all the windows and doors you could buy, and half of them are going to be 50% off. Limited time offer. There are restrictions. To get all the details, call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get your free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. So we know, I said a Philadelphia legend coming back. We know the Sixers are wearing the black and gold jerseys a bunch of times this year.
25th anniversary of the 2001 team.
Yes. You know who else is? You know who else is coming back?
AI?
Hip-hop.
Oh. Hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop. The team announced his first appearance will be Saturday, November 8th. And for a few select nights this year, not only will there be Franklin the Dog, but hip-hop will return. Hip-hop was the, hip-hop would be out there with the dunk theme.
Oh, yeah.
Hip-hop was he was of the time, hip-hop.
Just listen to his name.
Yes.
And actually a perfect name, too.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they leaned into the AI.
The AI era, yeah.
They leaned into AI with the hip-hop thing and went and got a rabbit to be our mascot and named him hip-hop.
Now, why do we have a dog as our mascot?
That
was Adam Aaron, right?
Well, remember, they went through the whole thing where you could vote for who you wanted to be the mascot.
That was the worst. Remember that?
And we all banded together and voted for Phil E. Moose.
Phil E. Moose, remember that?
And they never released the results because the Moose won. And they never went with any of the suggestions. And we just got Franklin.
It was a rigged election?
I remember that.
It was. They should have counted all the legal votes.
The Philly Moose.
It was rigged. It was rigged. I want to see the votes. I want to see the votes. We should have the Moose as the mascot. We never heard about the poll ever again.
Nope.
They put it out there. We never heard ever. Poor Philly Moose is buried in a closet somewhere. You know they made the costume. Poor Philly Moose got screwed out of the opportunity of a lifetime.
I remember it.
Franklin the Dog.
Franklin the Dog.
Yeah. Who's a Knicks fan, by the way?
I know. His Twitter account got leaked.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was. Not now, I guess.
All right, man.
We all have histories.
Can we do anything right?
Yeah. We all have histories.
Yeah. We were all Knicks fans at one point.
Hey, come on, everybody. John Starks is awesome.
Yeah. Well, and Alex Coffey, I think, broke the story that he's coming back. The original hip-hop is coming back, too, and he's 55.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Didn't he tear his ACL at one point or something?
I
think he did.
I need him doing backflips.
Oh, did Coffey break that? I didn't know Coffey broke
it. I believe she did, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's props to Alex Coffey there. And another Philadelphia legend that might be coming back this week. The Sixers do play their final preseason game on Friday. This is from Nick Nurse. He says there is, quote, some chance Joel Embiid plays in the Sixers preseason finale. Says there are a couple of thresholds he has to get through before passing that, but it is in play.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
He's definitely playing.
I cannot remember the last time Joel played in a preseason game.
I don't remember ever.
Yeah.
I don't remember him ever playing in a preseason game.
Let me see it. I want to see it. Yeah. I've seen enough of the quick videos. Let me see it.
No, playing he's playing. Yeah. He's playing because why even say anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, why even say anything?
Well, he's been playing 5-on-5. Nick Nurse said that. He did play in the blue and white scrimmage a little bit. We've seen him dunking. We've seen him playing.
Well, it's always better to slow roll this thing. They seemingly have put it out here. Like, they want people to get See, the thing is that when you create the expectations, now people expect to see certain things. I thought they may slow roll themselves into this thing. It doesn't seem like it.
Dude, here's what I want. All I want is 6 to 8 minutes of the first quarter. That's it. That's all I need.
Oh, yeah.
Just let me see him running a little bit. Let me see how it looks. Everything looked so bad last year. I think I could tell just by watching him for five minutes.
You know, after 5 minutes, we're going to want him out of there so fast.
Yes.
Can you imagine if something happens in one of these damn preseason games?
Well, how many times do you think he's going to fall in those
That's
6 minutes?
That's what I'm saying.
Three times?
That's what I'm saying. I don't need to see any of that.
Make sure Jonathan Kuminga's not in the building anywhere. Make sure who broke his knee. Make sure Markel Fultz is not anywhere who broke his face.
Seriously.
Did Ben? No, Ben never did it. Ben never hurt him.
And hopefully they got him out there against, I don't even know who they're playing Saturday, but it's their starters.
Yeah,
well,
I would hope so.
Why out there against backup players trying to make the team? And
I think, who are trying to make a point, trying to put him on a poster.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I would think he would start. Wow.
Yeah.
Joel might play on Friday.
Man. Man, this is now. See, I created a low bar.
No, he plays now, in a preseason game.
See, this is what I mean. See, everything they do now, it exceeds my expectations.
Because you have low bar.
Good thing.
I think all of Philadelphia is low expectations.
I can enjoy it much better. Like, when you say he may play in the preseason, I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
All right. Like, yeah. Because I'm just for sure he was missing the first week or two of the season.
Just when you think you're out, they pull me back in. Just, we have the
something tells me we may need the Sixers this year.
Oh, yeah. It's look. There's only so many times we can talk about whether they're going to re-sign Kyle Schwarber in this friggin' passing game. This Eagles thing. I got news for you. It's going to be like this all year. It's going to be like this all year. It's never going to change. I've seen this story before. Ooh, a little. And opening night for the Sixers is 8 days away. They open against the Celtics on Wednesday of next week.
Here or there?
I think it's in Boston.
I think it's in Boston.
Yeah, I think the first home game is their second game of the year.
All and right. Flyers got a big win last night. Might need the Flyers, too.
Yes, first win of the year. Apparently, Michkov is what? Michkov is fat.
Yeah, he's out of shape. Yeah, allegedly.
Tockett's talking about Michkov in the wrong way. It should be a good Flyers in 50 tomorrow with Bros.
Yeah, well, he's all fired up about Zegras last night.
Oh, is that what it was?
There's a little sauce, I guess, with the Hanes. I don't know. Oh. We'll let him do his little Broads thing on
I'm sure it'll be.
Little Broads thing.
Yeah. We'll give him 51 seconds tomorrow. 215.
I always rub my stick.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Is it the coaches or is it the players? We have Elliot Shore Parks in here with us next. Talk about maybe what they do at Edge now that Za'Darius Smith has retired. People have floated the Brandon Graham thing out there. Maybe Trey Hendrickson. We will talk, and I told you so moment, and a big announcement with Elliot at 3:30. So that is coming up at 3:30, a big Elliot Shore Parks-related announcement. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.